WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Big promises by the president-elect on the eve of his inauguration for raids to deport undocumented immigrants. In New Mexico, ABC's Mariah Villarreal.
Sources initially telling ABC News the raids would begin right after the inauguration, likely in Chicago and then other big sanctuary cities. President-elect Trump's administration says it's rethinking where to launch the large-scale crackdowns.
The first Gaza ceasefire prisoner swap is complete. Three Israeli hostages released from Gaza by Hamas. Israel released 90 Palestinian prisoners. After the latest Los Angeles area wildfires, with hot, dry winds forecast to return Monday and Tuesday, building codes for rebuilding must be changed, says LA County Fire Chief Anthony Marone.
We have to make a community that can withstand 80 to 100 mile an hour winds associated with a wildfire.
This is ABC News. U.S. stock markets are closed Monday for Martin Luther King Day. Among the 95 million Americans under a forecast of snow, then bitter cold temps in the coming days, these folks in northeastern Pennsylvania.
My car is prepared. My tires are good and inflated properly. My car is full of gas. I have proper stuff in my car in case it does snow and I get caught out.
I'm not surprised. This time of the year, we always have it. Not surprised at all.
Right.
Just can't wait till it's over.
Gail Malloy of Duryea and J.R. Acevedo of Scranton. These cars are banned from collecting personal info on you, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Your Chevrolet won't be tattling on you to your insurance company, at least not for the next 5 years. General Motors has been banned through 2030 from selling driving behavior and geolocation data gathered by its vehicles to consumer reporting agencies.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So proud. Sync Radio. Radio for the people. Radio for the people. For the people.
Max Inc. Radio Top 41 of the top played songs of 2024. That is what we're into tonight in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We came back from break with Rocker on the Drums of number 23, Iron Plow. Rocker, I hope you're doing well tonight. Then number 22, Rogue Rat from their 2023 release, Satisfaction Guaranteed. Number 23 through number 17 in this half hour is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. The after hours continues with song number 21, Cat and the Hurricane, in the top 41 most played songs of 2024, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. Well, she's old and she's weak. She earns. I said, hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. But she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for beauty and youth and its flood.
Eddie Berth, number 20. Hear them again live on 125 at the Byrock. And then number 19, Beth Keeley and her band. She'll be live at the Red Rooster on 2-1. We're playing the top 41 songs right here on Max Inc. Radio that you heard in 2024. Mars Den, now number 18, Got the Time. Who will be number one? Find out by sticking around right here to Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Pink Halo is going to take us to break, and they are our number 17th most played song on the show that supports all the local sounds of Wisconsin. Are you a local artist and you're not on this list? Well, swing by Max Inc. Radio and connect with us. Send us your music and let us know about your next gig. That's how we share your music with the great state of Wisconsin, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, we're getting close.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Two Amazing Things bring us back from break. Number 16, Marta Hansen, who tells Max Inc. Radio she's currently writing some new music, so more brand new things are coming in 2025. Then number 15, Work. No new shows on the books, but like most of us, they're just trying to stay warm until they can get to springtime. This half hour's countdown and dreams of warmth and summer music festivals is powered in this half hour by Herbal Aspects, three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspects.com. Number 14 is number 27. Man, Jimmy, that's so confusing. Rise Above Now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Down this road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is. And fix my gaze. Yes, I will claim my prize someday, someday. Above,
I will rise above by grace. I will rise above by grace. Yeah. Oh, by grace. Yeah.
Hey folks, this is Charlie Behrens from, well, the Manitowoc Minute, I suppose, or, you know, I see you at the bar every now and again. How are you? Nice to see you again. Anywho, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye.
Pine Travelers, and all I can say, Max Inc. Radio, Mrs. Nick. Biggest Small Town comes in at number 13 of the great countdown of the top 41 songs of 2024. Thanks to Jimmy K for pulling this all together and taking his shoes off and counting all the songs that we played last year. After all, it's super cold this weekend, and it's about to get colder. Jimmy, put back on your shoes. But Abaddon's End gets us back into the countdown with number 12. The next show is in Brooklyn, Wisconsin at the Main Street Music on the 25th. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Uh-huh. Mascot Theory number 11 takes us to break, and then the countdown continues in the last hour of the After Hours show of Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Expecting there to be slow decay, walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The nation's capital is on high alert for the Monday inauguration. 25,000 security personnel, 30 miles of barricades, nearly 8,000 National Guard troops. Law enforcers say while things are more tense, there's no specific threat. The president-elect has his own threat of raids and mass deportations of undocumented immigrants. ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
Cities, especially in blue states, bracing for immigration raids to ramp up and start as early as this week.
TikTok says it's back, but not fully. Back working, though new downloads are not happening. Mr. Trump says he'll tell tech companies that make the video sharing app available that he won't enforce fines for doing so, even though in a new law mandates them for the Chinese owners not selling the app to American operators. A first phase prisoner hostage swap between Israel, Hamas, and Palestinian prisoners has happened without a hitch. This is ABC News.